From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following Sunday's unofficial referendum to block the rewriting of Venezuela's constitution, the opposition has called for a national strike Thursday. More than 7 million voters, nearly a third of the electorate, turned out for Sunday's opposition-organized vote aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to call off a July 30 ballot to form a special assembly. The country is reeling under years of food and medical shortages, rampant inflation, and high crime that the opposition blames on Mr. Maduro's policies. Mark Jones is a regional analyst at Rice University.
The political system's going from one that was once one of the shining examples of democracy in Latin America to an increasingly authoritarian regime that's starting to look a lot more like Cuba than, say, Costa Rica or Canada.
President Donald Trump has warned of strong and swift economic measures if the Maduro government goes ahead with the vote. Mr. Maduro called the opposition referendum illegal and vowed to push ahead with his plans to change the Constitution as the only way to pull the country out of its deep economic and social crisis. Daily protests against the government frequently blow up into violence. Nearly 100 have been killed in the last 3 months. Nobel Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai has met in Nigeria with the country's acting president, as well as some of the Chibok schoolgirls abducted by the militant group Boko Haram. She spoke of a state of emergency in education in the country.
Because the education of Nigerian girls and boys is really important, and the states, the government, the federal government and the local government, they all should be united for this.
The UN Children's Agency said Nigeria has more than 10 million children out of school. Yousafzai expressed hope more than 100 Chibok schoolgirls still in captivity would be freed soon. This is VOA News. UN envoy to Iraq, Jan Kubis, said Monday he's concerned about the rise of revenge attacks in Mosul against civilians believed to be linked to Islamic State militants following the liberation of the city July 9th.
Iraqis perceived to have links with Daesh are being increasingly subjected to evictions, confiscation of homes, and other retribution and revenge measures. UNAMI has recommended that the Prime Minister takes urgent steps to maintain the rule of law and order, to halt evictions and vindictive acts.
The envoy also warned the Security Council the future in Mosul is extremely challenging, with nearly a million residents displaced during the nine-month assault. Trump administration officials Monday said the president has certified Iran is complying with a two-year-old international nuclear agreement curbing its program, but warned Tehran is in default on the spirit of the accord, and Washington will try to change it. White House spokesman Sean Spicer earlier underscored Mr. Trump's skepticism.
I think you all know that the president has made very clear that he thought this was a bad deal for the United States, and I will wait until the State Department makes further action before going any further.
Under the U.S. law, the State Department must inform Congress every 90 days of Iran's compliance. A senior U.S. official said Iran remains one of the most dangerous threats to U.S. interests and regional stability. A Jordanian military court sentenced a soldier to life in prison Monday for the killing of three U.S. military trainers in a shooting incident last year. The three Green Berets were killed November 4 while awaiting entrance to the Al Jafar base in southern Jordan. President Trump Monday vowed to boost U.S. manufacturing and cut the country's ballooning trade deficit with other nations.
We want to build, create, and grow more products in our country using American labor, American goods, and American grit. When we purchase products made in the USA, the profits stay here, the revenue stays here, and the jobs, maybe most importantly of all, they stay right here in the USA.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has outlined its negotiating strategy for revising the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico. Those talks expected to begin next month. Russia demanded that the U.S. return two compounds in the U.S. ordered closed last year after concluding that Moscow interfered in the U.S. election. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the U.S. closure daylight robbery and hinted at retaliation. The U.N. said more than 5,000 Afghan civilians have been killed or wounded in the first 6 months of the year, an increase of more than 10% of the same period last year, with most the result of insurgent improvised explosives. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.